All right, let's jump right in. In our, well, hyper-connected digital world, that very first impression you make online, it's absolutely critical.
Totally.
And on a platform like Instagram, that quick snapshot, your digital handshake, is it's undoubtedly your bio.
That little piece of text, yeah.
So this deep dive is all about that tiny yet mighty Instagram bio, what it actually is, why it holds so much power, and maybe how you can craft one that truly captures attention and converts.
Right.
We've been immersing ourselves in a fantastic guide, Top Free Instagram Bio Generator Tools 2025 Guide, which offers a really fresh perspective on this, you know, often underestimated bit of social media.
It really is often overlooked, isn't it?
So our goal today is basically to arm you with the knowledge and the practical tools to transform your Instagram bio. You know, from just an afterthought into a genuine conversion powerhouse.
Yeah, a magnet, really.
Whether you're a burgeoning creator, maybe an established business, or just someone looking to make a more memorable online impression, you're going to walk away with truly actionable insights.
And what's truly fascinating, I think, is just how much heavy lifting that minuscule 150-character space actually does.
It's tiny.
It is. It's your immediate story. It tells potential followers precisely who you are, what unique value you offer, and maybe most importantly, why they should bother hitting that follow button.
Not why.
Exactly. It's the critical bridge, you know, from just a casual profile visitor to becoming a deeply engaged, loyal follower. So beyond just the mechanics of how to write a great bio, we'll explore some innovative tools that can streamline that whole process and, crucially, shine a light on the common missteps.
Oh, yeah, the pitfalls.
The things that can quickly derail even the best intentions.
So, okay, let's get down to brass tacks then. What is an Instagram bio beyond just a short string of text?
Right.
Our sources highlight it as, well, far more than just a description. It's your concentrated elevator pitch.
Or your brand statement.
Your personal brand statement, yeah, and the place to forge that lasting first impression in what is, let's be honest, an incredibly competitive content landscape.
It really is crowded out there.
And that 150-character limit. It isn't just a restriction. It feels more like an invitation to be incredibly concise and impactful.
Exactly. Be sharp. And that brings us to an interesting point. If this tiny space is so vital, what exactly are these generator tools we're seeing pop up everywhere?
Right, letter.
Think of them as your creative co-pilots, sort of. They're typically web-based platforms, often leveraging AI and, you know, smart algorithms designed to help you produce professional, creative, and ideally personalized Instagram bios.
How do they work, though, basically?
Well, they work by using intelligent templates, suggesting relevant keywords based on what you tell them, and even understanding desired tones.
Tone, like funny or serious.
Yeah, exactly. Funny, professional, casual, to craft bios that truly reflect your niche, your unique personality, and importantly, your brand's core message.
Okay, I'm curious though. For someone who really prides themselves on having a unique brand voice, how do these tools really go beyond just, like, generic templates?
That's a really good question.
How do they help users avoid that copy-paste feel and genuinely spark unique ideas?
Yeah, and that really speaks to how these tools have evolved. The better ones, particularly those using AI, aren't just filling in blanks anymore.
Right.
They actually analyze your input, your niche, keywords, the tone you want, and then they generate multiple variations.
Options.
Options you can mix, match, and really fine-tune. So the true benefit isn't really to replace your creativity, not at all. It's more to kickstart it.
Like a prompt.
Exactly, to show you angles or phrasing you might not have thought of, and also to make sure you're hitting those crucial keywords for discoverability.
Okay, that makes sense.
They're about efficiency and inspiration, not just total automation. They save you time, sure, by offering instant ideas, but maybe more profoundly, they help align your bio with a consistent brand voice.
Consistency is key.
And ultimately, they can significantly improve your profile's conversion and engagement rates. Especially helpful if you're not, you know, a natural wordsmith.
Yeah, not everyone is. Okay, here's where it gets really fascinating, because our research really dove deep into the best free and widely used tools out there for 2025. It feels like a crowded space, but there were some absolute standouts, tools that can genuinely revolutionize how you approach your Instagram presence. Let's talk about a few that really impressed us.
Absolutely. Okay, first, let's consider the Tailwind Instagram bio generator. Now, Tailwind is, you know, famously known for its powerful Instagram scheduling tools.
Yeah, I use Tailwind.
Right, but their bio generator is just as impressive. What seems to set it apart is its laser focus on customized bios. It weaves in niche-specific keywords and tries to align with your desired voice tone.
So it's tailored.
Very much so.
Okay.
So if you're, say, a lifestyle creator sharing daily adventures, or maybe a fitness coach inspiring your routines, Tailwind gives you suggestions that aim to speak directly to your audience, all within a pretty fast, no-fuss experience.
Nice. Quick and easy.
It's brilliant for getting a tailored bio without, like, extensive writing effort.
Okay, what else?
Then we have the Influencer Marketing Hub Instagram Bio Generator. This is where the power of AI really starts to shine, I think.
AI-driven.
Yeah, it's specifically crafted with influencers and content creators in mind. You input your details, and it uses smart algorithms to analyze that data and generate tailored text suggestions.
Okay.
What's truly flexible here is you can select your desired tone, whether you want to sound funny, maybe highly professional, or super casual.
You choose the vibe.
You choose the vibe, and you add in your keywords. It then churns out unique bio options, and honestly, it can sometimes surprise you with creative turns of phrase based on that input style.
Oh, interesting.
That kind of nuance is pretty crucial for creators building a specific, maybe emotionally resonant identity.
So it's not just about the content itself. It's about matching the vibe of your whole brand. That feels like a powerful distinction.
Precisely. And speaking of vibe, the Wepik Instagram Bio Generator takes it maybe a step further. It actually tries to combine visual aesthetics with AI text capabilities.
Visuals, too.
Well, it helps you craft bios with a consistent tone and creative phrasing, which is great for users who are really invested in both their content and their visual design.
Makes sense.
What's cool is Wepik's platform also lets you create visual elements, like, say, Instagram story highlight covers that perfectly match your bio's tone.
Ah, so it all ties together.
Exactly. Ensuring a cohesive and hopefully striking brand look right across your profile. It's really for those who see their entire profile as a single curated experience.
That sounds like a dream for anyone like me who struggles with consistency. What about Canva? I mean, they're basically synonymous with visual creation now.
Indeed. The Canva AI Bio Generator is another powerhouse. Canva, as you know, recently integrated AI-powered text generation into its already pretty robust creative platform.
Yeah, they're adding AI everywhere.
They are. Their bio generator creates custom bios, and because it's Canva, it offers really seamless integration with your profile's overall design. It lets you match your bio visually with your Instagram aesthetic.
Perfect for visual creators, then.
Exactly. If you need that brand identity perfectly aligned, from the words right down to the colors.
Okay, got it. What's next on the list?
Next up, we have Later's LinkedIn.bio plus bio templates. Now, Later is absolutely famous for its LinkedIn.bio tool.
Oh, yeah. LinkedIn.bio is huge.
It's fantastic because it lets you feature multiple clickable links, you know, to your latest blog post, a product, your portfolio, maybe even a booking page.
All from that one link in the bio.
All from that single link.
Yeah.
But beyond that, Later also offers a pretty rich library of high-converting Instagram bio templates.
Templates specifically for bio.
Yeah, and they aren't just generic. They're specifically crafted for creators, businesses, coaches, people who want to seamlessly connect their bio with strong calls to action and vitally trackable links.
Oh, trackable, so you know what's actually working.
Precisely. You see the clicks.
Ah, so LinkedIn.bio isn't just a fancy name. It's actually a critical bridge for any creator or business trying to drive traffic off Instagram.
Uh-huh.
That clarifies things beautifully. What else rounds out the list?
There's a really unique tool called the IG Line Break Generator by LingoJam. Now, this one's different.
How so?
It doesn't actually generate bio content itself. Instead, it's a simple but honestly incredibly effective tool purely for aesthetics.
Aesthetics, like making it look nice.
Exactly. It helps you structure your existing text with clean line breaks and, you know, perfect spacing, which is crucial for readability, especially on mobile screens where most people see it.
True. Mobile is everything.
It's a small detail, but it makes a huge difference in how professional and inviting your bio appears.
Yeah.
The difference between, like, a wall of text and an easily scannable, engaging little snippet.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Makes it less intimidating.
Definitely. And finally, we have the Hootsuite free Instagram Bio Ideas tool. Now, while it's not a generator in the traditional sense.
Not generating text.
No, but it's an absolutely excellent brainstorming resource. It provides curated bio ideas, and they're categorized by profession, niche, content style.
Like thought starters.
Exactly. Think of it as a comprehensive prompt library. It helps you build a strong foundation for your truly personalized bio. So you're not starting completely from scratch. You're starting with concepts that have kind of been proven.
That sounds really useful.
And the best part about all of these, most of these tools are either entirely free or they offer pretty robust free versions that provide significant value. You don't necessarily have to pay.
Wow. Okay, that's an incredible toolkit for anyone looking to step up their Instagram game. But all right, we've explored which tools can help supercharge your bio. Now let's talk about the art of crafting it.
Right, the human element.
Yeah. What are those key ingredients for a bio that truly stands out, you know, regardless of the tools you might be using? Our guide really emphasized three main pillars: clarity, creativity, and consistency.
Absolutely. Those are spot on. To truly write a great bio, you need, first, direct, unambiguous language. People need to get it fast.
Clear is kind.
Totally. Then you need a touch of personality, some flair, and you absolutely need to ensure it seamlessly matches your overall brand tone. Consistency, again.
Mm-hmm.
This is where your final polish really goes far beyond what any generator can just spit out. For instance, think about the strategic use of emojis.
Emojis. Love them or hate them.
Well, used well, they can be highly effective. A single well-placed emoji can break up that visual monotony. It can draw the eye to a keyword or maybe subtly hint at a call to action.
So not just decoration.
No. Yeah. The trick isn't just to sprinkle them in randomly. It's to use them almost like visual shorthand, enhancing meaning without cluttering the message.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, key point. Don't overuse them.
Right.
One perfect emoji is way better than 10 random ones.
I love that visual shorthand.
Yeah.
It really is about communicating more with less, isn't it? And what about guiding people, like telling them what to do next?
That leads directly to another non-negotiable. The power of a clear call to action, or CTA.
The CTA, yes.
This isn't just an instruction, though. Think of it more like a micro-value proposition.
Okay, explain that.
Well, instead of just a generic follow for daily tips, maybe consider something like, unlock daily hacks for specific benefit, follow for more. See, it reframes the ask into a clear benefit for the visitor.
What's in it for them?
Exactly. Whether it's shop our new collection below, or download your free guide, or DM for collabs, these CTAs provide essential direction.
Got it.
And importantly, if you are using a multi-link tool like laterlinkin.bio, make sure to briefly introduce what they'll actually find at that link. You know, smooth their journey.
Prepare them for the click.
Yeah, it's about psychological triggers. Telling people not just what to do, but why it benefits them to do it.
That's a great distinction. It's not just a command. It's really an invitation to get something valuable.
Exactly. You also need to master character limits and specificity. We keep coming back to it, but your bio is a 150-character pitch.
Every letter counts.
Every single word counts. So try to avoid those generic buzzwords or empty adjectives like innovative solutions or cutting-edge technology.
Unless you really are.
Well, unless they truly differentiate you and you can back it up immediately. Instead, use specific phrases that clearly state what you do or offer.
Like an example.
Okay, so instead of just content creator, maybe try helping small businesses tell their story through compelling video. It's just much clearer.
Right. You know who they help and how.
The more specific you are, the more a targeted audience will instantly recognize your value. They'll self-select.
Makes sense.
And finally, smart use of line breaks is essential. We mentioned LingoJam, but beyond just using a tool...
Think about it yourself?
Yeah. Actively consider how line breaks improve readability and just the aesthetic appeal. Especially on mobile devices where, let's face it, most Instagram browsing happens.
Definitely.
They create white space, they make your bio scannable, and they can highlight key phrases. It seems like a small detail, but a beautifully formatted bio makes a huge difference in how easily your message is consumed and, hopefully, remembered.
Okay, with so many exciting possibilities here and all these powerful tips, it's natural to wonder, well, where do people typically go wrong?
The mistakes, yes.
What are the common pitfalls we should all be aware of when we're crafting or maybe optimizing our Instagram bio?
That's a really important question, actually, because avoiding these missteps can be just as impactful as implementing all the best strategies we just talked about.
Right. What not to do.
Exactly. One primary issue, and maybe the most common one I see, is just overcrowding the bio.
Trying to cram too much in.
Totally. Trying to fit way too much information into that limited 150-character space. It just overwhelms the reader. It ends up looking like some kind of cryptic treasure map.
Yeah.
And it completely dilutes your core message. It makes it impossible for a visitor to quickly grasp what you're even about. Keep it focused. Keep it clean. Keep it to the point. Less is truly more here.
Okay, focus. What else?
Another mistake is the use of unreadable fonts or symbols. You know those fancy fonts people get from third-party apps?
Oh yeah, the scripty ones?
Exactly. While they might seem stylish or unique, they often just don't display correctly across all devices or operating systems.
Right, they show up as boxes sometimes.
Yeah, or just weird characters. It leads to a messy, unprofessional, and frankly, unreadable look for many of your potential followers. Simplicity and universal compatibility almost always outperform excessive decoration for a smooth mobile user experience. You don't want your bio itself to be a hurdle.
Good point. Keep it simple.
And, as we just discussed, so many bios still fall short by missing a clear call to action, CTA.
Forgetting to ask.
Yeah. Without explicit guidance, visitors might just glance at your profile and then simply move on. They don't know what you want them to do next. You really can't assume people will automatically explore your content or click your link or follow you.
You have to lead them.
You need to give them a compelling reason and clear direction to engage further. Leaving out a CTA is just a massive missed opportunity for conversion.
So it's really not enough to just have a bio. It needs to actively work for you.
Exactly. It needs to do a job. And the final, maybe seemingly obvious, but often neglected mistake is having broken or outdated links.
Oh, the dreaded broken link.
Always, always, always double check that your external links work properly, that they lead to the right destination, and crucially, that they load fast.
Speed matters.
Hugely. A broken link creates an immediate poor impression, it frustrates potential followers, and honestly, it just screams unprofessionalism. It erodes trust instantly.
Oh, yeah.
You've done all that hard work to get them interested enough to click. Don't let a bad link be the reason you lose them right at the finish line.
Wow. Okay, what a phenomenal deep dive this has been. We've really peeled back the layers on why your Instagram bio is, well, essentially your most critical digital signature.
It truly is.
We explored some incredible free tools, you know, from Tailwind to Canva that can really jumpstart your ideas. And we've also really highlighted those crucial elements for a truly impactful bio, things like crisp clarity, those powerful CTAs, and the wise strategic use of emojis. I think the absolute key takeaway here for everyone listening is just to personalize, experiment, and constantly refine. Don't be afraid to try different tools, different styles, different tones, until you find what really resonates with your brand and your audience.
And that, I think, raises an important final question for you, the listener. If your brand, your message, maybe your offerings are always evolving.
Which they should be.
Right. Shouldn't your digital signature, that all-important Instagram bio, be evolving right along with it? It's definitely not a set-it-and-forget-it element.
No, it's dynamic.
It's a dynamic, living reflection of where you are right now and where you're planning on heading next. So choose your tool smartly, craft your message deliberately so you stand out, and please remember to keep updating it as you grow. Because a truly effective bio today might just need a fresh perspective tomorrow.